Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Upgrades to US 101 Wilsona Road intersection beginning this month. First Templeton CSD meeting in 2025 is scheduled for January 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Later this month, Caltrans will launch the first phase of construction for improvements at Highway 101 and Wilsona Road. This intersection is notorious for the number of traffic incidents and fatalities that occur each year in San Luis Obispo County. The proposed project will involve the construction of a new county road that deviates from Wilsona on either side of the highway and goes to an underpass beneath the 101. For this first phase, Caltrans will build a median crossover on the US 101, with two lanes in each direction remaining open. The full project's construction is expected to be completed in early 2026. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held on Tuesday, January 7th. This meeting, the board will appoint members of the public who applied to serve on internal standing committees, as well as appoint board members to internal and external standing committees and organizations. The board will also conduct the second part of its 2020 to 2023 strategic plan review. Templeton CSD meetings start at 7 p.m. in the board meeting room, 206 5th Street. You can attend in person or watch online. Scammers targeting Slo County residents with false USPS and toll lane texts. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Several residents in San Luis Obispo County have reported getting suspicious texts from a number that claims they owe a fast track toll. Another similar text has also popped up on phones recently, claiming that a USPS package could not be delivered. Both texts ask the recipients to click a link and resolve the issue, with the intent of stealing personal or credit card information. Residents are advised to be cautious if they receive a text that is suspicious. Look for telltale signs of scams, such as grammar mistakes. If you are unsure as to whether a text is legitimate or not, you can always contact the official sources directly to ask for information, but do not click the link in the text. Band applications for the Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero Summer Concert Series remain open. Each series brings in thousands of attendees to the Paso Robles Downtown City Park, Templeton Park, or Atascadero Lake Park. Bands can find instructions for submitting applications and press kits on any of the government websites. Applications are due January 31st for Paso Robles and Atascadero, and the 27th for Templeton. On December 20th at around 6:30 p.m., the San Luis Obispo Police Department received a report of a rock being thrown from the train overpass on Tank Farm Road in San Luis Obispo, which damaged the windshield of a vehicle. The driver inside was unharmed. Now, earlier this week, the police department took to social media in a post asking for the public for any information on the identity of the perpetrators. The post says they were likely juveniles, heard laughing about the damage from the overpass before walking southbound on Morning Glory Way. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Detective Kosnick at 805-594-8005. San Luis Obispo County Libraries will be offering a cozy winter reading challenge until February 14th. Available at all 14 of the county's libraries and for readers of all ages, the challenge will give participants a bingo card for reading. The card will encourage readers to explore different ideas, genres, and library offerings to complete a row or a blackout. Completing a row gives the reader a prize, while a blackout will qualify readers for grand prize drawings. A reminder that the Paso Robles Library is not one of the listed 14 county libraries, but included are the libraries in Atascadero, Shandon, Creston, Cayucas, Cambria, San Miguel, and Morro Bay. In sports for the NFL, KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 5th will have the Commanders versus the Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders against the Chargers, and finally the Vikings facing the Lions. In the NBA, yesterday, the Warriors defeated the 76ers 139-105, the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 114-106, Oklahoma City over the Clippers 116-98. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hawks, and the Kings will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
It's bad enough that you're involved in an accident, then the hassle of getting your vehicle repaired. Well, there's never a hassle when you work with Davis Body Shop, where customer satisfaction is just the way they've been doing business for well over 50 years. And we're proud of what our customers, like Aaron, have to say about us.
The folks at Davis Body Shop are professional, timely, and courteous. Dennis handled our claim from start to finish. He provided a complete timeline for the work, and he kept us informed at all times. They even completed the job early. I would always take my car here first. Don't chance it.
And if needed, Davis Body Shop will work closely with your insurance company to make sure every step of the claim process goes smoothly. Davis Body Shop with two convenient locations, one on El Camino Real in Atascadero with an Enterprise rental facility on site, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
California Headline News. Police in Fullerton say a small plane crashed into an industrial building there Thursday afternoon, leaving two people dead and nearly 20 injured. NTSB Aviation Accident Investigator Elliot Simpson says the pilot reported needing to return to the airport shortly after takeoff.
Ultimately crashed about 1,000 feet short of runway 24. Struck a furniture building and immediately caught fire.
Injuries ranging from minor to severe, at least 10 taken to nearby hospitals. A new law taking effect this week allows marijuana dispensaries to make and sell food, turning them into Amsterdam-style cannabis cafes. Assemblyman Matt Haney.
We're missing this huge opportunity for California to be a destination for cannabis, just like we are for wine.
Opponents concerned about secondhand smoke. Supporters of resentencing for the Menendez brothers meeting with L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman today. Eric and Lyle have spent the past 35 years in prison for shooting their parents to death in their Beverly Hills home in 1989. Gas prices averaging $4.35 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Hi, this is Marianne Tardif, and I'm just like you, concerned about the dangers of using the internet. Are you thinking about online estate planning? It seems easy. Just fill out some forms, click submit, and you're done. But here's what those websites don't tell you. If your documents aren't done correctly, there's no recourse and no one to help you fix it. And all your personal and financial information is exposed. An online legal assistant doesn't know you, your family, or your unique situation. They're not there to follow up, and they certainly won't be around when your family needs help the most. It's a one-and-done transaction, leaving your loved ones to deal with the fallout if anything goes wrong. I'm Marianne Tardif. Give me a call at 805-451-6683 or matesq@me.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Rodents, particularly rats, have wreaked havoc in California orchards and vineyards last year, with some farmers reporting yield losses, damage to trees, and destruction of irrigation lines, electrical wiring, and other infrastructure. Farmers face soaring costs not only to replace what has been destroyed or damaged, but to control population of the pests. Rodent damage, if ignored, can lead to substantial losses, said Roger Baldwin, a wildlife specialist at the University of California, Davis. He said, I think this past year is just a good example of how being a little bit more proactive may be beneficial in the long run. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Some clouds this morning giving way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the upper 30s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 60s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, clear and sunny Thursday and Friday next week. Mid-60s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, 70 a week from today. Currently it is 39 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Welcome to 2025 from the Groves on 41. So, you know what's next? New Year's resolutions. Wait, let's not just resolve to eat healthier, let's pamper our palate.
Use more high-quality olive oil in your diet. It's just that simple. Like grilling with lemon or garlic flavors, cinnamon flavor drizzled on oatmeal, or chipotle on some grilled albacore. Find us, our olive oils, recipes, and serving suggestions at farmers markets or go to our website, thegrovesonforty1.com.
Oh, 2025 is going to be a good year.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. It is the last day of the traditional Santa Claus rally period. U.S. steel shares are down more than 7% after President Biden announced he is blocking the merger of U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, citing national security concerns. President-elect Trump has also opposed that deal. JetBlue shares down 0.5%. The airline's accused of flying unrealistic schedules in some cities, resulting in chronic delays, and JetBlue has been fined $2 million by the Department of Transportation. Tesla shares are up 1%, recovering some ground after yesterday's losses. China sales rose to a record for Tesla last year, even though global sales declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curbarell and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside and Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental at Tascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
Spanning the globe, KPRL. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama. KPRL. This is
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Mr. Fonzie is back after the holidays with Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, so have at it. And then also, we would like to congratulate Mr. Bob Johnson. He was one of the qualifiers this week on trivia. And Mr. Johnson, you are the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. Call ahead. The office number is 238-1230, and you have 30 days to pick it up. All righty. Whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's what freedom of speech is all about and should be about. And again, you can change. And came across this. I don't know if you heard about it. Now, in the last year or two, we've seen some of the companies that were going so-called woke turn back the hands of time, so to speak, that they've made mistakes, including the famous Bud Light stuff. Well, I didn't know this last night because of the Sugar Bowl. Apparently, there was a little bit of a controversy regarding the corporate sponsor. The corporate sponsor of last night's Sugar Bowl, and that was from Allstate, the CEO. Wilson is his last name. Now, he ignited a firestorm of backlash on social media with a video statement addressing Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans that killed more than a dozen people. Wilson's statement came ahead of the Sugar Bowl, of which Allstate is the official corporate sponsor. That, of course, the game was postponed on Wednesday and obviously played last night. Now, in the video, the CEO of Allstate suggested Americans have an addiction to divisiveness and must accept people's imperfections and differences. Well, the backlash has been immediate. Now, apparently, that many people are changing their policies from Allstate because of his statement. Now, I guess the question would be, you would think that CEOs at a major corporation have some sense of brains. And they have certainly seen the backlash in the last year in particular of this woke stuff. And how some of the major corporations have, as I said, taken a step back from it. What would possess somebody to give a statement like that? Knowing probably within the next week or two, their stock is going down and people will quit, transfer to other insurance company. Why would they do that? Now, even based on political belief, I don't know what this guy's political beliefs are. You would think, though, that as CEO, his responsibility is to the bottom line. So why would he come up with a statement that somebody on the board, and I don't know if he had to have asked some people to, you know, what they think, that, hey, you think this is a good idea, you think it'll hurt us or help us. And as of right now, again, people are canceling Allstate because of his statement last night. So don't know if you were aware of that. That's, there you go. All right, anything else that may be on your minds? You know, last hour when we gave the trivia question, and it had to do with the music trivia regarding Bobby Darin and the song. But before we get into that, let's get into this. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. In your last segment, you're talking in regards to the Wellsona project, and I guess they're going to reroute some of the some of the traffic in order to make it safer, which is all fine and dandy. I didn't hear any cost associated with that, or approximate cost.
A little bit more than $12 million.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what it was almost a year ago or so when they were talking about it. And that particular situation can be easily solved. And you came up with a key word in your last segment in regards to the management of that turn. You can't judge, you were saying it was judge the difference in speed between the vehicles, because they're all going different speeds coming down the hill from the north, and same thing going to the north. And they'll be doing 80, 85, and some might be doing 55 or 60, and there's no way to get, there is a way with enough waiting for safety to make that start that turn either direction, whether you're heading north to turn left into the truck stop or if you're going to turn away from the truck stop going north. And all they have to do is create a corridor for 1 mile. And I know human nature is not going to, they don't have the discipline to deal with it because of the rush. There could be a corridor of 1 mile with sign. They have those yellow signs posted right there at the truck stop with the splashing lights, which is ludicrous. That's too late. You can't, an 80,000-pound vehicle against a 6,000-pound vehicle isn't working. So those signs have to start on that grade going south is a lot steeper than people understand that they can gather. I mean, it's like an optical illusion, and it is for me especially. But if they put up cameras, for taking pictures for speeders, but put a 50 mile an hour or even 55 mile an hour zone for 1 mile, that would be from the intersection there at the truck stop, a half a mile each direction, one south, one north, same speed, 50 miles an hour. You go 51, you get a fine, $350, $400, whatever it is, and post it. But post it before you're going over the top of the hill. And then I think that people would understand that, and the speed would all be the same, and people entering the highway could do it a lot easier.
Well, the problem with I think with it going northbound is that you have that incline, and people aren't going to be satisfied when you're driving northbound on that one, and because I see it, you have the big rigs in the right hand lane and going up that incline, so your natural instinct when you drive is, okay, I'm coming up on an incline. These trucks are going to be a lot slower. I want to get around them. So to think that people are going to stay at 50 miles an hour for that, that's not going to happen. The other And then you have the other down there, the decline coming down from the other end. But here's another thing. I was just thinking about this when you were talking. When you're driving, particularly northbound, if you have a car that's coming out of Wilsona from the east, and then you have a car going onto 101 from the west, coming out of the truck stop there, trying to make that left, you have two distractions on either side.
Correct.
So you're looking at one car, and you're looking at the other car, but also what you have, a third distraction, is the vehicles themselves just coming southbound. So you have all these vehicles left and right and center in front of you. And then, you know, obviously we get the people that are impatient that are trying to get out there. So a lot of people, if they're in the northbound lane and they're headed that way, and then they see this incline and they see the trucks and they're trying to get ahead, what do? Well, they start to pull out to the left lane while the car that's trying to make a left-hand turn to go northbound is already there, and boom, you have a collision.
You're right, and you've researched that in more detail than I have on the northbound lane, because I've had friends from the area for years. I've had some die. I had some get injured that were friends of mine that were with making the turn. And it's not always the trucker's fault, but in some respects it is. Truck isn't functioning properly, and sometimes it's the speed of a passenger vehicle. But you're absolutely correct. Going north is also a problem, as well as coming south, because that grade, again, I'm going to emphasize, is a lot steeper than people think it is, and they gain speed without even knowing it. And if you're not familiar with the area, you're just going to keep going. And that's why I'm thinking that you have to create something that looks like downtown Pastorolas with all those lime green signs and making everybody just pick their head up and slow down. But like you said, in human nature, they're going to want to get around a loaded truck going up that grade, because the grade going north is also steep. Mm-hmm. And they're going to want to get around it as soon as possible and not stay at 50 or 55. But I just think that addressing the problems that you were talking about in more detail, and just, I don't know, creating a system where people would slow down would save the state a lot more money. Although I'm not against them trying to save lives and make it create safety, but it just seems that it's just the people themselves are what caused the problem.
Well, that gets back to one of the calls from last hour is, you know, you can do so much, but if the people are not aware or being, you know, doing their due diligence and being responsible when driving, you know, with the speeding and the distractions and just being not courteous to one another and understanding the not only the rules of the road, but some of the unwritten rules of the road as well.
Yeah, as well as distractions such as texting and the phones. You're right. I mean, completely, and so was that other gentleman. But anyway, that was my only consideration, was the speed is what was causing the problem. You cannot judge the turns because everybody's going at different speed. Well, enough said, if they've got the job approved, it's going to happen. So I'm glad that our state has so much money that we can go ahead and do that.
Well, again, this I think the money for this was already allocated going back a couple of years ago. Now, what I don't understand here, as part of this, it says a bicycle detour will be in place.
Oh, no. Okay.
I mean, I've seen couple of bicycles in that area, and they look like they were homeless people. They didn't look like they were, you know, your everyday
cyclist.
Yeah, everyday bicyclist. And I guess the question is, why do you want to add danger in a danger area?
It's California. That's all I can say.
Well, I mean, I guess we can laugh at that, but you know, they talk about the safety, and now you want to put possibly more bikes on a highway or around a highway.
Right. In a particularly dangerous area.
Yeah, well, I guess the assumption is, well, once this is in, there won't be any danger anymore, which is just absolutely ludicrous to say that.
Yeah.
I didn't know bikes were allowed on the highways anyway.
I didn't know either. I don't ride a bike, and I think I'm the only person in the world that forgot how to ride a bike. So there you go.
Well, wait a minute. That's not possible, is it? Because you know, once you ride a bike, you never forget, right?
Yeah, I know. I was in Hawaii a few years back, and the place that we were staying, they had bicycles available for the guests to use to get into town. Town wasn't very far away. I went to the farmer's market the following day, and I had ridden my bike into town with my wife, and we went to go looking around the downtown, and then went to the farmer's market the next day. He goes, "Hey, you're that guy that doesn't know how to ride a bike, aren't you?" Because I was all over and couldn't keep the bike going straight. And I said, "You saw that?" He goes, "Yeah, how could you miss you?"
Well, at least you didn't fall off.
No, I didn't fall off.
You just couldn't drive it straight.
Anyway, thank you for the time on the air, and
okay.
It's another caller.
All right, thanks. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Man, I remembered it from not being able to ride a bike too well.
I mean, I remember when I hadn't ridden one in a long time, I was a bit rusty when I first got on it again, but I can't say I forgot how to ride a bike.
Try going no hands?
Not right away. Eventually.
Okay. Yeah, for whatever reason, I used to ride no hands a lot until a couple of years ago. And your equilibrium starts to change. And it just, the confidence level dissipates.
I was going to say, was that from an accident?
No. It just, the whole balance thing is like, okay. Because, you know, I ride bikes on weekends. And, you know, I like to sit up straight because, you know, I'm on, you know, bent over.
Right.
So, like, okay, I want to just sit up straight here, take my arms off and kind of, you know, stretch my back out. And I'm just noticing that I just don't have the confidence of doing that as opposed to a couple of years ago. So I don't do it anymore. Although I'm tempted to try it at least close to the house in case I do fall off. One is I won't be going too fast, and I'll be close to home if needed some help to scrape me off the concrete. But I don't know. I may try it. I probably won't now that I think of it. Okay, so last hour we had the trivia question. On Fridays, it's music. And it was Back the Knife by Bobby Darin, classic. And it's in the list of, let's see here, the Songs of the Century, a list as part of the Education Project by the Recording Industry, America Association of America, the National Endowment of the Arts, and blah, 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 the Registry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they have a list of 25. Now, this probably would have been a good trivia question, but remember, this is Songs of the Century. Songs of the Century. Each song is followed by the name of the most notable recording of the song. So the first on the list here is a well-known song that I'm guessing most Americans have heard of, and it's Over the Rainbow from, of course, The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland. The second one, we just probably heard it quite a few times here in the week ago, and that would have been White Christmas by the Derbinger. And then This Land Is Your Land. I remember we used to sing that in grade school. Woody Guthrie. The first, what we would call maybe rock, but this is more, well, it's Aretha. It's Aretha, and it's Respect by Otis Redding. Number five on the list is American Pie by Don McLean. Now, number six on the list here of Songs of the Century is a fun song. And it is the Andrews Sisters' Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And the only album on the list is West Side Story. That comes in at number seven. And then after West Side Story's album, the Bill Murray version, not the comedian Bill Murray. There was a singer in the early part of the 1900s, Bill Murray, that sold over, I think, 30 million or... million records. He was the top vocalist. back in around the 1910s. His version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is on that list. And another song we would consider from the rock era, The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, comes in at number 9. The Entertainer by Scott Joplin comes in at number 10. And then Glenn Miller's In the Mood, very popular song way back in the early 1940s, comes in at number 11. Another rock song comes in at number 12, and that is the, well, here I go, overrated Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets from 1954. Louis Armstrong's version of When the Saints Go Marching In, You Are My Sunshine, that's a country version by Jimmy Davis. And then Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife comes in at number 15. How about this? Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies come in at number 16 with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And Take the A-Train by Duke Ellington, followed by another what we would call from the rock era, Fat Man Out of New Orleans, Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill. Kate Smith, God Bless America, number 19. The Stars and Stripes Forever by the Sousa Band, John Philip Sousa, comes in at number 20. All right, here we go from Motown. Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine comes in at number 21. Otis Redding, the man who wrote Respect, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, comes in at number 22. No. Tony Bennett's I Left My Heart in San Francisco, 23. And here's another no. Good Vibrations by the Beach Bums, number 24. And number 25, which I think should be higher on the list, is Benny King's Stand By Me. So those are the 25 songs of the last century, according to those that do that. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. Later this month, Caltrans will launch the first phase of construction for improvements at Highway 101 and Wilsona Road. The final project will construct a new county road that deviates from Wilsona on either side of the highway and go to an underpass beneath the 101. The full project's construction is expected to be completed in early 2026. On December 20th at around 6:30 p.m., the San Luis Obispo Police Department received a report of a rock being thrown from the train overpass on Tank Farm Road in San Luis Obispo. Police believe juveniles were responsible, heard laughing about the damage before walking southbound on Morning Glory Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. New Orleans comes together at the college football playoff Sugar Bowl with chance of USA across the Superdome. Mourning 14 young lives lost in the New Year's terror attack on Bourbon Street. The FBI says pickup truck driver, the driver only posted about joining ISIS hours before the attack that injured 35. With criticism building about local and national security lapses under President Biden. The new Congress is sworn in today will elect a House Speaker tasked by voters with enacting the Trump agenda. Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson tells Fox.
Our enemies watch this. They see this weakness, and we are at great risk for the next 17 days. We need to move on. We need to get this man out of office. He had no business being our president and our commander-in-chief from day one.
But today, President Biden blocked the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel for national security reasons. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by American Riviera, Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Well, a mixture of clouds and sunshine on your Friday with highs in the mid-60s, partly cloudy tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-30s, and intervals of clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Saturday to enjoy. Highs should be in the low 60s as we head out to Sunday, mostly sunny, mid-60s, upper 60s Monday, back to mid-60s on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, upper 60s, and could hit 70 and sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:17 a.m., 5:03 p.m., we are at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you. It's coming up this afternoon. We are One Cool Earth. It's a nonprofit that has gardens in 36 schools. They'll be teaming with the rare fruit growers of the Central Coast to teach you how to prune fruit trees. And that will take place, again, this afternoon, 1 till 3, at the Shandon Elementary School. So learn how to do it the right way, then bring pruners, shears, loppers, if you have them. So, have at it and become a pro. Become a pro. Also, starting today, for those, volleyball skills camp. And this is, players will get to participate in competitive play against other participants during the camp. All skill levels, ages 8 to 18, are welcome. It starts this afternoon. And January 3rd. And Monday, January 6th, from 1 till 3 or 3 to 5 in Centennial Gym. There is you can go to the website from the city of Paso Robles and to see what else is involved with that. So have at it, learn some skills, and have some fun playing some volleyball. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Remember, bank on better. That's 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, on our Friday list of the local celebrities, it's a short one. Amy Hurtler, Berlin Vicente, Gina Swank's having a birthday. Palin Hyatt, Jesse Scott Rosanzi, close enough. And Raymond and Donna Cordoza, happy birthday and happy anniversary. Well, I'm not done yet. Gail Hansen tomorrow, Lydia Thompson, Earl Sisko, Larry Ludwig, Ruth Von Dolan of the famous Von Dolan family, Jack John Minnis, Jessica Grimes, and Joe Rosales. Deneen Klein on Sunday, Tim Buchanan, Philip Sturgis. We have Mr. Jim Saunders is having a birthday on Sunday. Jim, Lisa Marlowe, another saint. We have St. Linda Bacigalupo's having a birthday on Sunday. Jeff Johnson, Nancy Peterson, Donna Hugh, Mindy Hartman, Joni Springer, and Janie McLean. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all on my right-hand side. Some folks you may have heard of. Where is it? Yes, you have the Roman statesman Cicero. Died, 106 B.C., died 43 B.C. Clement Attlee, the British Prime Minister, 1883-1967. J.R. Tolkien, the Lord of the Rings guy and the Hobbit, 1892-1973. Okay, the actress Zazu Pitts, 1894-1963. The actress Marion Davis, little local connection here, 1897-1961. Very good actor. The Dial M for Murder, that's a cool movie. Ray Milland, 1907-1986. Victor Borge, the comedian and pianist. He was fun to watch. 1909-2000. We have just mentioned her in the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, one of the Andrews sisters. Maxine, 1916-1995. The actress, and she did a lot of stuff, spokesman for the refrigerator, Westinghouse, Betty Furness, 1916-1994. This guy was in Rio Bravo and Pale Rider and some other movies. You remember him, John Russell. 1921-1991, Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Hank Stram, probably shouldn't be. 1923-2005, the producer of The Beatles and others, George Martin, 1926-2016. Continuing on our list, Dabney Coleman, he was funny. 1932, passed away this past May. And let me see here, The Great Golden Jet. The game is over, but the fun begins with Bobby Hull Hockey. Yep, the Golden Jet was born in 1939. He died in 2023. Steven Stills, 1945. Don May, he was an All-American, University of Dayton, first-round pick by the Knicks way back when. He was born in 1946. Gary Lavelle, pitcher, primarily with the Giants, 1949. Also another pitcher with the White Sox, Bart Johnston, 1950. Rick McLeish, hockey, 1950. Bobby? Dallas's Victoria Principal, 1950. Mel Gibson, 1956. Favorite of Jim Rome, Jim Everett, 1963. One of the great female basketball players of all time, Cheryl Miller, 1964. Also on the list, we have Michael Schumacher, the Indy guy, 1969. Pretty good wide receiver out of Colorado, Charles Johnson, 1972. And, Danica McKellar from the Wonder Years, 1975. Good pitcher, A.J. Burnett, 1977. He was nasty on the mound, man. Hope he doesn't get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he may. Eli Manning, 1981. I like him. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, that's all. Passing away on this day, may get to this a little bit later on just something that's kind of weird or connection with the New Orleans stuff. Jack Ruby, 1967. Of course, he killed or assassinated, if you want, Lee Harvey Oswald. Tanya Roberts, 2021. One of my favorites, man, from Brownie, Kentucky. One of the boys, Phil Everly, passed away. And gosh, is it that long? 2014. Man. Also passing away, Joy Adamson, the member of the book Born Free and Environmentalist and all that. She died in 1980. Conrad Hilton died 1979. And who else? Mr. Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo. He passed away in 1543. We have anybody else? Nope, that's it. Okay, so going to the top of the list today, he was quite the hockey player. Quite the hockey player. The Golden Jet, his talents were such that opposing players were often assigned to just shadow him because of his speed. And he won the Hart Memorial Trophy, MVP twice, and the Hart Ross Trophy, the leading scorer, three times, and winning the Stanley Cup. One of the great hockey players of all time, leading scorers and so forth with that famous slap shot. Bobby Hull goes to the top.
Local News Update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held on Tuesday, January 7th. The board will appoint members of the public to internal standing committees and appoint board members to both internal and external standing committees. Board meetings start at 7 p.m. San Luis Obispo County Libraries will be offering a cozy winter reading challenge until February 14th. Available at all 14 of the county's libraries, the challenge will give participants a bingo card for reading, encouraging them to explore different ideas, genres, and library offerings to complete a row or blackout. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s, it's 40 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Those of you that follow hockey, you may remember the Bobby Hull rule. And him and his teammate Stan Mikita were the catalyst of the craze back in the 60s when the curved blades of the hockey sticks became known as banana blades, and a lot more speed on the puck. And remember, most of the goalies or players back then didn't wear masks. So there you have it. All right, another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.